So many chevra are worried and are thinking this year about how will the learning go on Shavuos. How is the learning on Shavuos? What's it going to be like? It's going to be without Zoom and not regular shiurim and regular chaburas. There's a lot of learning that's going on before Yontif. But the learning of Yontif is something that we look forward to the entire year. And it's going to be different this year. I'm hoping that many people are going to be able to say the Tikkun Leil Shavuos, which is what Leil Shavuos really was originally established, the Tikkun by the Zohar Kaddish, the Tikkun, to say Tikkun Leil Shavuos, and to learn whatever they're able to learn. But I want to speak about Shavuos Tav Shin Pei. It's really Shavuos of every year, but especially it's about the Chavrusa that we're going to have, the Chavrusa that we're each going to have this year when we're learning Shavuos. Chazal said that mehen shalaveisenu, partially yeshiva mehem, that means that in the days of the Ovis and the Shvatim, there was a tremendous amount of learning that was going on. They were shkuim in learning Torah. Exactly what were they learning? The Sheva Mitzvahs of Bnei Noach. What exactly was the Esek of Torah in the Yeshiva, Shem Ve'ever? We don't know exactly. Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky has a beautiful Torah about that. Many tzaddikim speak about that. But they were, Chazal say, they always were learning. Our Ovis, the Shvatim, they were always learning. So what changed at Maimon HaSinai? What changed that Shavuos, that first Shavuos? What changed? So first of all, there are those who focus on the Nakuda of our status of being mitzuvim v'oisim. That before Shavuos, whatever mitzvahs were kept by the Avos and the Shvatim, those were not mitzvahs that they were obligated to keep, with the exception of the Sheva mitzvahs. And then when the Torah was given in Har Sinai, they became mitzuvim v'oisim. So ever since that day of Shavuos of Maimon Har Sinai, each and every one of us is a mitzuvah v'oisim. We're commanded to do the mitzvahs. It's no longer a matter of volunteering, of being interested or not interested. We're mitzuvah v'oisim. So that's one point. That's one point that distinguishes between before Maimon Har Sinai and after Maimon Har Sinai. There are others from that talk about a change that took place in the cheftza of a person who's learning, not just the curriculum, not just the subject matter, not just the mitzvahs, but something changed in every person. The famous Gemara that Rav Yosef said, "Ilav hayoyma, if not for that day of Shavuos, kama Yosef ikav shukah. If not for the day of Shavuos, there would be many Yosefs in the marketplace." In other words, what would make me any different? Rashi says, Shalamadati v'nisromamti. That I have learned Torah, I would have been just Yosef. But as a result of that day of Atzeres, of Shavuos, Lamadati v'nisromamti. My learning Torah transforms me. It changes me in a way that was not possible before that day. Ilav hayoyma. In other words, Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, the Shvatim, they were learning Torah. They were learning Torah. But somehow, they were not affected. They were not impacted. They were not transformed by that Limud HaTorah as we are. Ilav hayoyma kam Yosef ikav v'shukah. Rashi, lamadati v'nisremamti. That through learning Torah, I was changed. Nisremamti. David HaMelech says in Tillim, and Kuf Yud Test, the pasuk that we all know, "Lulei seiroscha shashuai azavadati ba'onye." If not for your Torah that I delight in, I would be lost in my misery. I would be lost. I would be destroyed by my suffering, by my difficulties. Many times over the years, I've mentioned one of the most moving autobiographical comments that I've ever seen made by my Rebbe, Rav Soloveitchik, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, Rav Yosher Ber. And there were many times that he spoke about his memories of growing up. I remember hearing in Shir a number of times, especially when it was Rosh Hashanah time, he would talk about things, personal matters. But one of the most moving things that Rabbi Yosha Be'er, that the Rav ever said, or that I've ever seen from him, was when he spoke about the Shiva of his wife, Zichron Levracha. And that throughout the entire time, there were so many people that were there visiting. And the house, anybody, Lo Aleinu, who has been through Shiva, you know, this last Tekufa is very different. But there's a commotion in the house. It's busy. People are coming and going. So the Rav described how when the Shiva was over and he was by himself for the first time, everybody had gone and he was sitting by himself. And the entire weight of the loss of his beloved Rebbetzin descended upon him. And he said that he felt that he couldn't breathe. He couldn't go on living. And then he saw that on the table was the Rambam. Now, during the week of Shiva, he wasn't able to learn. He saw the Rambam and he said, Rebbe, I don't know what to do. I'm lost. And he opened up the Rambam and he describes how he began to learn Rambam. And then the Ravid attacked the Rambam. And the Rav said, I felt I couldn't sit by and watch my Rebbe, the Rambam, being attacked by the Ravid. So I defended the Rambam. And then before I knew it, the Rif, the Balamoyer, the Rush, the Rashba, everybody was in the room with me. And then the Rav just said, Lulei saroscha shashuai azavardi ba'oni. Rabbi Shalom, if not for your Torah, I wouldn't have survived that. Lulei saroscha shashuai. So listen to this, Chavra. It's an amazing thing. You could have a Jew who is totally tzibrochen over the loss of his wife. A Jew who is destroyed over what has taken place in his life. All of us have read stories about learning in the Warsaw ghetto, learning in the Lodz ghetto, learning in concentration camp. When a person is learning in the Warsaw ghetto, and they're discussing a sugya in Bava Metzia and Bava Basra, there isn't a sugya in the Gemara that is addressing the tragedy. It's addressing the issue of that misery, of that suffering of the Jew in the Warsaw Ghetto and the Lodz Ghetto and Birkenau and Matthaus and Treblinka. None of the sugyas of Bava Metzia, of Ksubis, of Kedushin, of Gittin, none of the Ksubis, none of the sugyas of those Gemaras are addressing the issue of what's happened to him. They're not really going into questions of theology, philosophy, human suffering and loss. And when the person sits down and he learns that sugya in the Gemara, he learns Shnayim Ochzim Betalis, he begins Bava Metzia, he learns the Mishnah, and he begins to learn the Gemara, nothing in his life has changed. His wife is still dead. His life is destroyed. Nothing has changed in his life at all. And yet, what the Rav was describing was something that all of us have felt to one degree or another. Lamadati v'nisramamti. That somehow, it doesn't happen to me when I read the newspaper. It doesn't happen to me when I read an interesting essay. It doesn't happen to me in biology and chemistry, in sociology and history and political science. But somehow, without giving any answers to the questions that I have, without addressing the thing that's breaking me, that's destroying me, lamadati v'nisramamti. That's what David HaMelech was saying. Lulei saros l'shashuai azavadati ba'oni. That's what the Rav was saying so many years later, after David HaMelech said those words. When the Rav said, after the Shiva, lulei saros l'shashuai, Rabbi Yishlom, if not for the Gemara, if not for the Rambam, if not for the Ravid, I would be lost. I wouldn't be able to continue. This is a nace. This is a miracle. There's something miraculous about Limud HaTorah. I'm not talking about those who just take a little bit of a look at it, those who just dabble, you know, and look at a website of something of Torah. I'm talking about a Jew like all of you, who immerses in Limud HaTorah. A Jew who mamish toivels in a Gemara, toivels, and I know not everybody, maybe there's some women here, but toivels in a sugya of learning Torah, whatever it might be. That somehow, even though the Gemara says itself that learning Torah is matashas karcha shel adam, it requires tremendous, tremendous concentration. And because of that, it weakens a person. Learning Torah requires tremendous hard work, amelus, and concentration. And the Gemara says it's matashas karcha shel adam. It weakens a person. It requires so much energy. Nevertheless, it's mamish meshivas nefesh. It gives us back our life. It doesn't answer those questions of what, why did this happen to me? But all I know is that when I sit and I enter into that battlefield of the Rambam and the Ravid, of Tosis and Rashi, of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, of Abai and Rava, when I enter into that milchama, Lamarati v'Nisramamti. It somehow, Nisramamti means it lifts me above all of the things, other things of my life. It changes everything. Without answering all of those questions, what is that? What is that quality of Lamarti v'Nisramamti? What is that miracle of Lule Saras Chashashuai Azavadati Ba'ogni? How does the Torah do that? So my answer to that question is, it's because of the Chavrusa that you have. What do I mean by that? Listen to the words of Reb Chaim Volozhiner in Nefesh HaChaim. Nefesh HaChaim is a love song. A love song to the Torah. It's about Limud HaTorah, in particular, Shar Dalet. And in Shar Dalet, Perek Yud Dalet, in Nefesh HaChaim, Reb Chaim Volozhiner speaks about learning Torah with a particular chavrusa. And this is what changed forever from that time that we received the Torah in Har Sinai. This is what changed Shavuos, that first Shavuos. And this is an opportunity that we're going to have to reenact every Shavuos, every day of our lives, but particularly Shavuos, Tav Shin Pei, 2020. Listen to Rabbi Chaim Volozhiner's words. The Gam Atta. Rabbi Chaim says, not only when the Torah was given in Har Sinai, but Gam Atta. And also now. Be'esha Adam Oisik Bo B'chol Teva. Oisa. Ha'teva Mamush Nechseves Oz L'Havis Eish Mipivis Baruch Yav Yochol. Any time a Jew sits now, even now, and learns Torah, when a word of Torah comes out of a Jew's mouth who's learning, at that very same moment, there's a fire that comes out from the mouth of Hashem Kivyachal. Menechshav kilo atam mekabla b'sinami pivyas baruch shamay. And it's as if that moment that you're learning that Gemara, that you're learning that pasuk, it's as if at that moment you are receiving the Torah from Hashem's mouth, a fire into your mouth. L'chein amu chazal, and therefore chazal said, v'hu yadvarim smechim k'nis nosim yisinai. And when we learn Torah even now, in a deep, serious way, we put ourselves into it, it brings joy to us like the day that it was first given. That's what the Rav was feeling. That's what the Jew in the Warsaw Ghetto was feeling. And Rabbi Chaim continues. When a Jew is learning Torah here in this world, post Har Sinai, every word that comes out of his mouth, that exact same word is coming out from the mouth of your chavrusa. The chavrusa I'm talking about is not the guy in the room. The chavrusa is, Hashem Yisbarach himself, the Infinite One. V'hu Yisbarach Shemai, v'dibur ochad Hashem, and his words are one. L'chein omer David HaMelech, therefore David HaMelech says, Toiv li toras picha. That could not be before Har Sinai. Before Har Sinai, they were thinking about, however they did that, we're not going into now, they were thinking about Torah. But only since Maimon Har Sinai can there be such a reality of what? Toiv li toras picha. How good it is for me, what? The Torah of your mouth. Rabbi Chaim says, Omar, ki libi sameach ba'amal li b'Torah kadosha. My heart is filled with the joy of learning Torah, of struggling in Limud HaTorah. The Rav always, why? Baha'aloisi alibi, when I remember, shehi Torah spicha. That there's not biology, there's not philosophy, there's not the newspaper. The words that I'm saying now are mamish coming out like fire from Hashem's mouth and meeting the words in my mouth as I say them. It's Torah spicha. Toiv li Torah spicha. Shekol teva mamish me'ater shani oisek b'keis. I'm sorry. That every word of Torah that I'm learning right now, ha'kol yotzer, every word has come out. It's coming out mamish from Hashem's mouth. This is the, Rabbi Chaim is telling us, this is the Ikke Chiddush of Maimon Har Sinai. Yes, but now each one of us is a Metzuva Vaisa, true. Each one of us has been transformed by Limud HaTorah. We're changed, we're different. How are we different? Rashi says, Shalamadati v'nisra imamti, that through my Limud HaTorah, I am elevated. I am changed through my Limud HaTorah. And by the way, this is not just talking about a brilliant student of Torah. This is not just talking about a Bal Madregas, somebody that's a tremendous Talmud Chacham. It says in Tilim Stamaches, Pasuk Yutes. It's talking about Moshe Rabbeinu going up to get the Torah. And it says in Pasuk, Alisa Lamarim Shavisa Shevi. Moshe Rabbeinu ascended on high. Shavisa Shevi, there, he secured the Torah. It's like he captured it. Like in a war, he captured it. Shavisa Shevi. Lakachta Matanas Ba'adam. And he brought forth from the celestial heights gifts, Matanas, for the Jewish people. Va'af Soirim Lishkain Ka Elokim. Even when they stray, Hashem still dwells with them. So David HaMelech is saying that Moshe Rabbeinu came down from Har Sinai and he took with him, it sounds like by force, he captured, it says in the Pasuk, Shavisa Shevi. The Sfarim say, Sholol v'sholol lo yechsh, like when there's a war. And the winner of the war grabs the spoils of the war. So the Beis HaLevi in Parshas Yisroi, the Beis HaLevi says in Yisroi, what do you mean it says it's a gift? What does it mean to capture, to take as a Shavisa Shevi, like to take captive the Torah? So the Beis HaLevi says, the Torah was given to us in the desert, and it's Hefker. Whoever wants the Torah, just like the desert, whoever wants to learn Torah, even if it's a person who's not worthy, like the Pasuk says, the Pasuk says, for Afsirim, even Jews who have strayed, even Jews who have gone away. The Torah is there for everybody, like the desert that's wide open, even for a person who's not worthy. The Beis HaLevi says that's why the word Shevi, to capture, to take spoils. Because the Shechia, when it comes to Halacha, when there's a war, and the one who's victorious, the side that wins, takes Sholol, takes spoils from the war, there's a tfisa b'koyach. In other words, the enemy does not want you to acquire that. You acquire it by force. The Devar Avram talks about this, what kind of a kinyan it is. There's an acquisition by force. So the Beis HaLevi says an amazing thing. Even a Jew who's so far removed from holiness, even a Jew who bechlal is not a madrega to understand on a high level, or and he's not doing things the right way, etc., etc. Somebody who's even gone astray. But be'eis nesinas haTorah, the Beis Levi says, liYisrael nitna lehem al zeha oifen, that every single Jew was given since Maimon HaSinai the power, the koach to acquire, to make a kinyan, that there should be a tfisa of Torah. Even someone who's weak-minded could have an unbelievable insight of Torah, can acquire Torah. It doesn't depend upon what gifts you have that you were born with. There's no hagbolas, there's no tnai. Every Jew can take the Torah captive, can acquire the Torah, and can have a complete mastery over Torah on his level. Because the Torah was given to each person, each and every Jew. It's Yerusha, each and every Jew. The Chofetz Chaim writes in Shem Olam that every single Jew has his own particular, we've spoken about this hundreds of times over the years in Shul, that every Jew has his or her own chelik and Torah. And that's why the Gemara says in the Megillah, when a person says, Yagati v'lamatzasi, I've tried so hard to learn, and I haven't been able to be successful, al tam. I mean, it means that he hasn't fought in that war, like the Rav is describing that war, the Rambam, the Ravid, and he hasn't taken the Torah captive. And that's why he hasn't been captivated by his Limud HaTorah, and he hasn't been changed by the Torah. But any Jew, the Chofetz Chaim says, who's looking for his chelik in Torah, we try to learn all Torah, but every single person connects to certain inyanim, certain chelik of Torah, whether it's halacha, whether it's gemara, whether it's chomish or navi, whether it's musar, chassidus, or kabbalah. Everybody has his chelik in Torah. That's what it means when we say, the saying chelkeinu b'sar asecha. Rabbi Shalom, please, I'm begging you, reveal to me my chelik in Torah. What's my chelik in Torah? And the Chofetz Chaim says, v'zeh chelik u'kmo matmoin shehit min Hashem Yisbaruch avur b'Torah. That his chelik in Torah, your chelik, my chelik in Torah, is like a treasure that Hashem has buried in the Torah, and tzarich lechapes heitev uliagei atzmo. A Jew has to work his whole life very hard. Shebevada yimsa hamatmon shehintin Hashem isbarach b'avru. And if he works hard, he will definitely find that chelik of his Torah, in particular, specifically, that Hashem has buried in kol Torah kula. Each one of us has that chelik that's buried in kol Torah kula. That's there. That wasn't before Maimon HaSinai. That wasn't before Matan Torah. That Hashem planted a treasure for each and every one of us to find by working hard. I'll tell you a very sweet story. I'll end with this. My father, Oliver Shalom, survived the war with one other brother, my uncle Itzu, Zichron Levracha, Yitzchak. It's got a Tyra, Yid Hashem, a beautiful Jew. And by his Levaya, by Itzu's Levaya, which was quite a few years ago, my uncle's Levaya, one of his kids said how she remembered that when they were little, they used to love collecting seashells, all different colors by the beach, to go on the beach and to collect seashells. And she said that she remembered how it was always a remarkable thing. They would go with my uncle or their father. My cousin would go with my uncle. And they were looking for these, you know, fancy, beautiful seashells. And they were looking, and they were trying to find, and they were walking on the beach. And then my uncle would every now and then say, you know what, why don't you take a look over here? This looks like it's a good spot. And they would dig in the sand, and they would find some magnificent big seashell, you know, that you could put your ear on, you know, a beautiful colored seashell. And she said they had never understood how he would know exactly where to dig. And they only found out later, from my aunt, that my uncle would go the day before to some store, and he would buy all these different seashells, and he would bury them in certain places along the beach, and he would make a cheshbon. He was a smart guy. He made a cheshbon where he put the seashells. He had some kind of a simon. He made a cheshbon, and he would say, "Look in this place. In this place, you're going to find that which is missing." Ashrenu matoiv chelkeina. It's erev Shavuos. My chavrusa, your chavrusa this year, you might not have the regular shiur. It might not be in a big crowded shiur, in a chabura in shul, whatever it is. You're sitting by yourself, Mitzvah Shem, Thursday night, and your yoshev is shiner, and the shechina is sitting and learning together with you. and your chelik in Torah, the Baruch Shalom planted, and he's giving you siman, me and you simanim, where to find that chelik of Torah, where to look for that Torah, where to find the Torah that's going to restore our souls, that's going to bring us back to life, so that you and I will be able to sing Shuas night and every night of our lives and every day of our lives. Lulei saras l'shashuai, if not for your Torah, as a vanity ba'oni, we should be zarechet to hear Torah from Hashem's mouth, and to hear a shir very soon from the mouth of David Malka Mashiach, the Gula Hashem Amitis, Mehem Yomeno Amen V'Amen. I want to wish each and every one of you a lechtig and kabbalah Torah, a beautiful and sweet Shuas. We should be zarechet to see each other very, very soon. Yushalayim, the Gula Hashem Amitis, Mehem Yomeno Amen V'Amen.